When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff and I'm from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee, survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Oh, hi.
Also, here's Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
Glad to be here, Jeff.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse.
They can.
I thought we'd start talking about a really lighthearted topic today, pets. Seems like everyone's happy to have a pet. I mean, pets solve loneliness. I see that billboard all the time. So, one popular brand of pet would be dogs. What do you think could go wrong with dogs? I don't think much.
Fleas?
Yeah.
Fleas can go wrong with dogs.
Also, if your dog happens to be out and gets a tick, and then that tick somehow gets from your dog to you, and that tick maybe was infected with Lyme disease, then you have Lyme disease.
Are we talking about the tick?
No, not the... Well, I mean, you wouldn't really necessarily want
the tick has Lyme disease?
Either. Oh.
It's horrible. No wonder he's no longer on the air.
Oh my gosh, has somebody started like a GoFundMe or a caring space or whatever for him yet?
Probably.
I mean, we should. Nothing can go wrong with those.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, so dogs, ticks, fleas, disease. Bam. The plague! The frickin' plague.
You know... You can get not just one dog. You can get a pair of dogs from like a mail order company and be like, hey, these are my first set of dogs. And then you love them much and they go everywhere with you and give them great names. And then by a strange, happenstance, they get in a fight with a cougar and one of them dies and the other one dies of sadness. And you devastate a generation of children who learn about the story of your dogs that you love.
Oh, yeah.
Who then died.
That's like one of those, it turns into one of those really depressing Facebook posts that everybody reposts. Everybody's crying. All because you had a dog.
Sounds like a great time to get another dog.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's have a podcast dog. For everyone.
Podcast dog? I've changed my mind on dogs.
Like
let's get a
mascot.
Like, would it travel between us? Because that doesn't seem like much of a life for a dog. Like, would it?
Well, I get it every Monday and Tuesday. Jeremiah gets it every Wednesday and Thursday. It gets shipped to you on Friday, and you get it Saturday, Sunday, and it gets shipped back sometime in between.
So, like, I get it on Saturday and have to ship it back on Sunday type thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, we could work it out. We're, like, at half days or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, like, Nintendogs. We can get, like, a virtual pet that we all take care of together, like a Tamagotchi, but
it's going to be the fattest
on the
thing.
Internet.
I don't see how this could ever possibly have anything wrong with it. I've changed my tune. Nothing wrong with us having a communal pet.
Done. Cats.
Meow.
Okay. Cats cause allergies for a large group of us. And for that large
Not
group
for
of
me.
Us who have severe cat allergies, and like, say you get, like, what happens especially for me is if I get scratched even a little bit by a cat, it gets infected and it swells up. It's really bad. So that means that I try to stay away from cats as much as possible. But then that happens. That right there. Everybody hates you. Everybody hates
Chrissy,
me.
It's only
a little. Cats.
I don't hate you, Chrissy. I just love my cats more than I love you as a person.
And see, that sucks. And that's my life. That's my life with my internet friends. Is hiding the fact that I'm allergic to cats. And that I can't love them as much as everybody else because they want me to die. So, yeah, that's what can go wrong with cats. Cats ruin everything. They ruin my friendships, and they make me sad.
Oh. Chrissy, I want to make it up to you. I'm going to carve a little cat sculpture out of daikon radish, and then
give it to you
for your birthday.
A poisonous cat. Extra killy cat.
You know what can go wrong with cats? Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber can really mess cats
up. Yeah, that's factual. True story.
How so, though?
Well, I mean, you've seen Cats, right?
Longest running Broadway musical? I haven't seen it, but I've seen makeup and stuff.
Are you sure it really exists?
It's
if you haven't seen
kind
it.
Of terrifying. I mean, it's kind of the thing. I kind of have
a
problem with
real
people
big
in
hoax.
Costumes anyways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
But those cat costumes, man. They are not super, I mean, let's just, nightmare-inducing. They are nightmare-inducing.
But they're cool for cats. Everybody wants to be a cat.
Okay.
The aristocrats.
And once again, we have to talk about the fact that there is an entire section of the population that does not want to be a cat because cats make them sneeze.
Yeah, and we're also that movie's people full of racism.
Too. Yeah.
Chrissy, I accept you as a person.
Yay.
Fish.
Fish are pets. Fish are a paperweight that eats.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. You accept me? Are you saying you accept me as a fish, or are we talking about fish now?
Talking about fish.
Okay.
I don't accept you as a fish, Chrissy. Okay.
You don't seem very fish-like.
Okay, so...
You seem very cat-like, though.
No.
You do have gills.
I do have gills.
You do always land on your feet.
Here's the problem with fish, is that fish can break a girl's heart. Because, say, you have one of those irrigation systems that floods your yard... And say when your yard is flooded, a crappie comes through the irrigation system and into your yard, and it's swimming in the water in your yard. And say you get that crappie and you put it in your kitchen sink and you name it Skedaddle. And
say that you do.
You love this fish so much.
Of course
and your
you do.
Mom is like, look, I get you love the fish, but I want my kitchen sink back. The fish has got to go. And you're like, that's fine, because we have a bathtub, and the fish can go live in the bathtub. And say you put the fish in the bathtub,
totally logical.
And it's in the bathtub, and it's happy, and it's swimming around, and you're like, oh, Skedaddle, you're the coolest fish ever. And then your mom's like, look, the fish is going in the lake. And you're like, no, it's my fish. But your mom takes the fish and puts it in the lake, and you never see the fish again, and it just breaks your heart forever. And say this is something that happens to you when you're like 4 years old and it sticks with you for 26 odd years. Like, that's a thing that could happen, hypothetically.
I'm not sure. That sounds a little far-fetched.
Skedaddle, if you're out there and you want to get in touch with Chrissy, go to our ask.fm and send us a question there. We'll make sure that you guys can get in contact, and hopefully we can have another one of our great reunions that we have on our show.
Oh, that would just be great. But, I mean, that was, you know, hypothetical and such. I miss you, Skedaddle.
Skedaddle, always in our hearts. Birds! Birds don't eat fish at all!
Yeah, there's no possible way that a bird would ever
Nothing
eat a fish.
Nothing could go wrong with birds and fish.
What about flying fish? Are those birds?
I think they're still fish.
All right,
they're
what about
fish
swimming
that, like,
birds?
What about swimming birds?
Are they fish?
They're still birds.
I'm really confused right now. And also, can I tell you that what this episode has taught me is that I have a lot of traumatic pet events in my life.
So, what's gone wrong with birds?
So, say your sister owns birds, parakeets, and you want them really bad. And
of course you do.
Your parents are like, no, you can't have birds. Those are your sister's pets. And we don't need more birds in our house. Then finally, your sister decides that you can have her birds. And, like, the next day, the bird dies. Like, just
sounds like time for a new bird.
No, and then your parents are like, oh, and we're not getting birds anymore. And
that's
your
rough.
Bird is dead. And so you had it for like a day, but then it died. And you never actually got to own a bird, really. I mean, but again, it's just a thing that might happen in somebody's life. That, oh yeah, man, apparently, we're not going to talk about frogs, are we?
No, but I am thinking that we should get an internet dog, not a real dog.
You should probably not get a real dog.
Oh my god, I accidentally deleted Fido.
Oh.
Misery.
So we're going to talk to something close to amphibians, but not really amphibians. We're going to talk about lizards and snakes.
Okay, as long
everyone
as we're not
seems to like those as pets too. Nothing can go wrong with those. I mean, you know that they're not super long lived, except for certain lizards.
Yeah, I think most snakes can live a really long time, too.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the breed.
Yeah, and aren't like, reptiles kind of like birds, but different? Aren't scales like feathers?
Birds
but...
with a different feather.
Yeah. Like, on the Tree of Life, they branched off millions of years ago.
Yes.
And now...
Yes. Everyone Cash. Agrees, reptiles are great.
Yeah, it's hard to cuddle.
Perfect pet.
I mean, you can have, like, a snake that wraps around your arm like a bracelet. But is the snake getting anything out of that? Is the snake soothed by being worn?
Yeah, because it gets your body heat and pretends you're a branch. It's great.
Okay. Well, all right. Snakes, you're welcome.
Okay, so I want to talk about frogs for a minute, which are basically
I'm
snakes.
I'm sorry, Chrissy. Frogs aren't on the menu.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, say you're a kid and you have a pet tree frog.
I'm a kid and I have a pet tree frog.
I'm there with you.
And it lives in a terrarium that you have created for it.
It's a terrarium, Mom. It's a terrarium.
Right out of a shoebox.
And
I'm with you.
No, it wasn't. It was like an A-class terrarium. Like,
yeah, oh, A-class. Big gulp cup with holes in the top. Got it.
It was amazing. There were growing plants in it. It was its own little tiny ecosystem. Just, you know, we are assuming. And
spared no expense.
Say that then you lovingly caught live bugs to feed your tree frog so that it would have something to eat and it would grow. And you had this frog and you took care of it for months and months. And then you went away to summer camp and you left your mom with strict instructions to feed your frog. And you come back to find out that she had fed your frog, but she'd forgotten to refasten the top on the terrarium and your frog got out and died behind the couch and dried up. And guys, I did not have good luck with pets when I was a kid.
Guess not. How many pets do you have now?
I have a dog.
Yeah?
Yeah, she doesn't live with me.
That's good. That's good. I think that's best for everyone involved.
This is the safest kind of pet owning. You can visit our pets.
Yeah.
I rent a dog.
Yep.
It's down at the shelter. Go by every now and then.
Come on by, Aunt Chrissy. You can come see your nephew and niece pets.
I mean, that's really where I'm at right now.
It seems like a great place for you to be.
That's probably
a very
true.
Safe place.
Pets just make me sad, you guys.
That's like the opposite of what a pet should do.
Right?
Well, I think pets should make you sad for a little bit when they're gone. Or when you have rough times. But then they should also be able to build you back up. I think it should be, you know,
the
dynamic.
Think of all the warm times you had with those frogs.
Right.
And that day with that parakeet. The best day ever. The best parakeet day.
We're gonna have the best plans, guys. I'm gonna get you a little cuddle bone so you have lots of calcium and a mirror so you think you have a friend in your cage, and then blah.
Aww.
Hey, you don't know that Skedaddle the fish is gone. Or hypothetically,
well,
you don't know that Skedaddle the fish is gone.
Again, Skedaddle, if ask.fm doesn't work out for you, what could go wrong at AOL.com? Just send us a message. We'll do everything we can to get in touch with you.
We have Twitter. Fish have Twitter, right?
Yeah, they have
to. Birds have Twitter.
I mean, we got tweets for birds, so the fish got to have something.
Yeah, I think they have blorp blorp.
Oh my gosh, I want blorp blorp so bad.
Be right back, registering a domain.
Blorp, blorp.
I would blorp the heck out of some blorps.
So you didn't have any, like, hamsters or rodents, did you?
I did not. I wasn't allowed to have rats.
Let's
so rodents, what could go wrong?
Well, I mean, we've already discussed
like
the plague.
Or guinea pigs or rats or mice or whatever.
I have a scar on my finger from getting bit by my friend's guinea pig in, like, second grade. I tried to pet it, and it bit me, and now I still have a scar. So you can, and I mean, that guinea pig could have had rabies. It did not, but it could have.
Yeah, hedgehogs are really cute. Like, you'd pet them,
you'd
pet them the wrong way, and they'd sneeze. It was really cute. They were prickly. Can't really cuddle them, but still pretty cute.
Yeah. Are they insectivores?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, cool. They're pretty great.
So here's the thing with hedgehogs. Like, something as cute as a hedgehog, the risk with something that's that adorable
is that they're delicious.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the cuter something is, the more delicious it is.
What are they, a shmoo?
Well, I don't know, but like rabbits tasty and like lamb and veal are tastier than, you know, mutton or beef. So there's that, you know, a strong correlation, if not a cause link between cuteness and deliciousness.
Okay, internet, keep Jeremiah away from your hedgehogs.
I haven't eaten one yet. I mean, they look very cute. I'm just saying that if someone were to offer me a prepared hedgehog,
you
it
wouldn't
might be
turn
tasty.
It down. Another good thing about rodents is you can use them to feed your snakes, which we all agreed were great.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm glad that we can go full circle of life with this one.
It's a great plan. Thanks for the feeder there, Jeff. The prompt that got us all onto this happy.
Yeah, I'm just thinking the Lion King now, and just how horrible it would be for Chrissy because it's got giant cats, which are her nemesis.
No, it's just that I think cats are cute as long as they're on the internet and not somewhere that they're making me sneeze.
Okay.
And not ruining my friendships by making me the worst.
Is it just the scratching that makes you allergicness?
Well, it's all of it. Like, I'm really allergic to dander, too. I'm less allergic to dander than I used to be. So that's good. But
all right, I'm going to shove allergy pills down your throat when you get here so you can see our cat.
Well, I'll take some before
I will offer them to you.
I will take some before I come. Like, I'll make sure that I've been on my Zyrtec for a little bit before I come visit so that I can be around your cats without dying. I just can't pet them. Because if I pet them and then I touch my eyes will swell shut. My life...
Sounds like a Chrissy trap. You can't get out if you can't see.
Oh no, my one weakness. I've told the internet my weakness. What was I thinking?
They were going to find it out.
What could go wrong?
No.
Well, that's all the time we have tonight. Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
Bye. You probably won't die tonight.
And you'll probably wake up tomorrow.
Pets are great. Everybody wants to be a cat. Everybody wants to be a cat.